Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina. And as always, you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. If you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs, and I would appreciate that if you do that. I'm busy, but I'm not too busy to take on more clients. So please let me know if you're buying or selling real estate in the upstate of South Carolina. I'm happy to help you. If outside of the upstate of South Carolina, I have a relocations department in my company, we would be happy to help you out with that as well. So just let me know. And if you enjoy this content, please subscribe, okay? Every app has a subscribe button. Whatever you're listening or watching to it on, please do that. Please like. You know, if you're watching on YouTube, it takes a second to hit the like button. Please do that. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be great. I would really, really appreciate that. You guys are the best. I've got great listeners, people that are engaged with this content, people that will contact me offline to tell me that they appreciate my content. And all of that, I think, is really cool. So if you could support it beyond just telling me that you like it, tell the world that you like it by supporting it in those ways. Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit different topic, right? I've never covered this before, but I think it's a worthwhile topic. Why people are leaving Greenville in 2025. Not everyone is coming to Greenville, right? You hear all the time about why people are coming to Greenville, but there are people leaving Greenville. I've had my own clients leave Greenville. And so this happens, and there are usually very specific reasons why people do end up leaving Greenville. Some of these people are people that have lived here for a long time and then decide to leave. Some are people that come here, realize it wasn't really what I thought it was going to be, and then they leave. And there are just a whole lot of different reasons why this happens. So we're just going to jump in. I've got 10 reasons why people are leaving Greenville in 2025. And the first one is this. They're going to Spartanburg and Anderson counties rather than Greenville County. So specifically worded this, leaving Greenville specifically, not just the upstate, Greenville specifically, and you would be shocked how many people are leaving Greenville County and moving to Spartanburg County or Anderson County. And the proof is in the pudding for me. I could pull up, you know, actual stats about this as well. But for me personally, about half my closings the past 2 years have been in Spartanburg or Anderson County. And that is a huge increase from what it had been in previous years. I had never been working in those two counties nearly as much as I have the past couple of years. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Of course, housing affordability is one of the main ones, right? Spartanburg County and Anderson County are both more affordable counties in general than Greenville County. And so as Greenville County has really taken off in terms of pricing the past few years, which if you've been following it, you know, I mean, basically the median price point has gone from 200 to almost 350 just about overnight. Spartanburg and Anderson have not seen those levels of increases. Now, some of you are listening, you're saying, well, what's in Spartanburg County and what's in Anderson County? I think it's really important to understand, you know, all of these places in South Carolina have a county and a city. Greenville has a city. Greenville's also a county. There's Spartanburg City and there's Spartanburg County. There's Anderson City, there's Anderson County. The differences between the cities and the counties are huge, okay? And so when you hear me talk about the counties, don't conflate them with the cities, all right? Because you might have some presuppositions about the cities. Now, in my personal opinion, when I go into Spartanburg City or Anderson City, I have good experiences there. But I know some people that have a negative opinion on those cities. I would say give it another chance. Go visit a few stores, go to a few restaurants in those areas, and let me know. Spartanburg and Anderson are both behind Greenville in terms of development, in terms of the sorts of businesses that they have and all of that sort of stuff. But they're not falling behind. They are just behind a few decades because Greenville just went so far so fast. But they're keeping up. You know, it's kind of like if you're on a walk, the difference between someone that is going, that is in front of you and going faster than you versus someone that you're keeping up with, but you're just perpetually 20 feet behind. That's kind of what Spartanburg and Anderson County are like in relationship to Greenville. And a lot of people are moving there and to moving to those counties and having a great time. People don't realize, you know, a lot of the questions that I get relate to school districts. I have to be very careful from a fair housing perspective on how I answer those questions. But I'll say this, there's award-winning school districts in Spartanburg and Anderson County. And some people specifically target those school districts. There are incredibly nice neighborhoods, nice golf courses, nice parks in all of those counties. Now, Greenville, of course, has Falls Park, right? And Greenville has Unity Park, and Greenville has, you know, the main arena that we have here. Greenville, you're never going to get rid of Greenville, but you can commute, right? Most places in Spartanburg and Anderson County are within 30 minutes of downtown Greenville. It's all connected via I-85. Some people are just finding, you know what, it just makes sense for me to go to one of these other counties. I think that that's going to continue as Greenville County keeps trying to limit the amount of development that we can have in Greenville. That's going to continue to hurt housing affordability in Greenville, and that's going to continue to push people to the other counties. So that's just what's going to happen. But listen, if you're interested in Spartanburg or Anderson County, don't feel bad. And don't think you need to contact another agent. I can certainly help you in those counties. Number two reason why people are leaving in Greenville. By the way, these are in no particular order. These are just in the order I wanted them to be in, okay? The second reason I came up with was the potential for Hurricane Helene 2.0. By now, people have heard about Hurricane Helene. Mostly what the hurricane did in Western North Carolina, but there was destruction in Greenville as well. And that caused some people to decide, you know what? I want to go somewhere where I never have to experience something like this again, where I never have to experience multiple weeks without electricity again, where I never have to experience this level of flooding and windstorms and all of that ever again. I just want to get away from it. I completely understand that. But understand that that was basically a once in 500 year event. I mean, we never have Gulf storms that hit us with that kind of ferocity. It just doesn't happen. It was very rare. If you want to say, well, with climate change, it might be less rare, possibly. But again, it was a unique confluence of events. Remember that we had rain for weeks leading up to the hurricane, so there was nowhere for the water to go. Then there's a straight line wind that was coming in over 100 miles per hour in some areas, super duper unique. The dynamic with the way the hurricane hit the mountain and all of that, it was just really a strange period of time. And then, of course, just all of those power lines getting knocked over all at once. It was a lot. Now, a lot of the trees that knocked over the power lines that caused a lot of issues, a lot of the trees that were susceptible to wind damage are gone now. So long story short, I can understand the last reason, right, for housing affordability, why some people are leaving Greenville. If you're concerned about hurricanes in general, you shouldn't be in the Southeast. Like, we do get hurricanes. They're just not, Helene was unique in that it caused a tremendous amount of disruption to everyday life around here and caused a lot of property damage. But that's really, really unusual for Greenville County to have a hurricane that impacts us like that. It's the only time in my life that I've experienced electricity being out for more than 48 hours. And of course, it was out for several weeks for a lot of people. And so that left an imprint in their head. I wouldn't get too excited about that. I do believe that that's going to be an event that is going to be a once in a lifetime for probably all of us. Knock on wood, and I'm not going to say it's a prediction. It's what I think, but I don't personally think that that's a reason to leave Greenville at this point, but some people are. Number three, some people say it's too hot. Others say it's too cold, okay? I literally had one client that said one time, I like the snow, and Greenville doesn't get enough of it. And I'll be honest, I kind of agree with that sentiment. I like the snow as well. I would like to see snow at least once a year that there's snow that accumulates and kind of shuts things down for a day or two, right? I'm okay with that. I don't need to have like massive blizzards or anything like that. Let's just get snow that accumulates for a day and kind of shuts things down for a day or two. That's like ideal. That doesn't happen most years, okay? Most years, the snow that we get, you know, we'll get some at night. And then by like 9 a.m., it's already melted away. And so some people don't like that. I had another client that said, the weather here feels hotter than Texas. And if you come at the wrong time of the year, yes, it will feel that way. There are times of the year where the weather will get a warm front that comes in and it'll, you know, be 100 plus degrees outside. There are times of year where we'll have a cold front that comes in and it'll be 10, 15 degrees outside. Greenville does have those high temperature stretches and low temperature stretches, but they tend to be short, right? The period of time where it's usually above 100 degrees, usually only a couple of weeks. Same thing with when the temperatures go down into the teens, usually at max a couple of weeks, and then we're past it. We get basically nine really nice, 8 to 9 really, really nice months of weather, a couple really hot, a couple really cold, and the other 8-ish months tend to be really nice. But for some people prefer warmer, some people prefer colder. I completely understand that. Reason number 4 that I've heard from people is that they prefer the beaches over mountains and lakes. In Greenville, we have a lot of great mountains. Right in Greenville proper is Paris Mountain State Park. We have, if you go into northern parts of Greenville County and the surrounding counties as well, there's mountains up there. Great, beautiful mountainous that area that continues into the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina. Really, really nice. And there's tons of lakes everywhere, right? We've got Lake Hartwell. We've got Lake Kiwi. We've got smaller lakes like Lyman Lake and Lake Bowen. And you've got undeveloped Lake Jocassee in the Northwest. There's all sorts of fantastic lakes around here. But for some people, that's not good enough. And I get it. It's not the beach. But if you're wanting to live near a beach, you're wanting something that's a completely different vibe than the Greenville vibe, right? That's, you know, typically more touristy. That's typically, or if it's not more touristy, it's going to be more like off the beaten path. You know, like if you go to like a beach area like Edisto, for instance, which my family, you know, we really like to go there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, right? There's just not a whole lot in and around Edisto proper, except for the beach. And so I would say if you're wanting the beach, you're wanting something different than just what Greenville is in general. And some people decide that. Some people decide, you know what, I like that more touristy type of environment just because I like to see waves crash. And again, I completely understand that. That's just, we all have different preferences. It doesn't have to be, make sense or be logical. It's just a preference. But for those that prefer mountains and lakes, that is something that we have a lot to offer in this area. And even more if you're willing to do little day trips. And so that's a great option. Also waterfalls, tons of waterfalls. Obviously if there's Falls Park right in downtown Greenville. But there's tons of waterfalls all over the place in the northern part of the county as well, if you're into that. Did an interview with the Honey Badger a few weeks ago. Check that out. Thomas Mabry on this show where we talked about different places to hike and find waterfalls. Number 5 reason that I hear people leaving Greenville for is that it's either too urban or too rural, okay? If you're sensing a little bit of a theme on some of these, it's that for some people, Greenville kind of doesn't check, you know, either box. It's not cold enough for some people, and it's not hot enough for some people. It's too urban for some people. It's too rural for some people. And here's the thing, right? At the end of the day, you either are used to like a more big city environment, and Greenville doesn't feel that way, okay? Me, I'm originally, now I've lived in Greenville now for, 21 years? I'm originally from New Jersey. I'm used to density. I'm used to traffic. I'm used to all of that kind of stuff. I in my formative years, I grew up in that, okay? Greenville does not feel urban to me. But for those that grew up in the country, right? My wife is from very, very rural Alabama. Greenville, to her and to her family, it's the city, okay? It's urban. Now, I mean, she's now lived here as well for the majority of her life, so it doesn't feel urban anymore. But again, when she first moved here, it was like, my goodness, Greenville is a big city. And for some people, it's too big. For some people, it is too small or feels too out there. Now, again, you're not going to feel like it's too rural when you're in downtown Greenville, right? But there are parts of Greenville County that get really, really rural. And, I mean, you can be in a incredibly rural area just 20 minutes from downtown Greenville. It changes that quickly. And so a lot of this also depends on, you know, areas that people have been in and are familiar with in the area. I'm obviously very, very familiar with Greenville County and the greater Greenville area. And my opinion is that it's not too urban or too rural. Obviously, I'm a realtor, so that's going to be my opinion. But I think it's a good mix, right? Because it's not this sprawling city. Downtown Greenville is pretty well contained. But at the same time, it's not just farmland everywhere. You can get to a grocery store, you can get to shopping, you can get to downtown, you can get to parks everywhere pretty, pretty quickly, no matter where you are in Greenville County. So I think it's great from that standpoint. Most people come to that conclusion, but there are some people that conclude, you know what, it's too rural or it's too urban, and they're unhappy with that. Number six, rapid gentrification. Now, I don't want to get political in terms of, I'm not going to have the political discussion on gentrification, but this is a housing affordability thing that does happen, that people do get pushed out of their homes, out of their neighborhoods, and sometimes that means just leaving completely, right? They might get gentrified straight out of Greenville. And that is happening, whether it's true gentrification or simply just people making the decision that, you know what, prices have gotten so expensive now, I can't afford it. I'm gonna have to find another place to live. You know, that might not fit the technical term of gentrification for some people, but I think that's all qualifies under what I am specifically talking about on the show. And it's just an affordability thing, right? We've talked about this so much. The Housing Affordability Index tells us that housing is not affordable in Greenville. We cover the Housing Affordability Index every single month. It needs to be at 100 or above. It's consistently trending below 100 since mortgage rates have gone up. Now, once mortgage rates come down, if and when Fannie Mae just came out, or Fannie Mae and the Mortgage Bankers Association both just came out with projections for mortgage rates that they don't think that they're going to go below 6%, even within even in all of 2026. So that would be a major damper, right, on the housing affordability if mortgage rates continued to stay above 6%. That's starting to become consensus in among a lot of major players in the business of projecting these sorts of things. So that will just mean that there's going to be more affordability issues, more gentrification issues, and this problem is here to stay. And this is why people frequently think that I am a pro-development guy that just want them to build houses everywhere. That's not true. But the answer also, when you've got housing that's unaffordable, the answer isn't to put your head in the sand and just say, well, building more housing is out of the question because we already have too many houses here. If people can't afford their houses, that means we don't have enough supply, right? That means demand is still too high for supply, even with the market softening, right? We've talked about that a lot. Even with the market softening, prices still aren't going down, okay? So that's something that we have to take into consideration. That's the reason why some people are having to leave Greenville County. Number seven, some people want a house in an urban area, but not a condo in an urban area or a house in the suburbs. This is something I've gotten multiple times before where people think, okay, Greenville is a place where you can buy fairly cheap housing and it has a great downtown that has restaurants and has breweries and has a lot of stuff to do. You know, one of the top producing, this is a random fact, but it's downtown Greenville has one of the top producing Lululemon stores in the entire country. You know, obviously Great Park and all that. So people think, they put these two things together and they think, well, I'm going to move to Greenville And eventually what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a house that's in walking distance to all these cool things in downtown Greenville. Well, that's really hard. There's not a lot of residential housing left that allows you to be right in downtown Greenville. There is still some, generally in historic districts. If you count the North Main neighborhood as being in downtown Greenville, for me, it's kind of questionable to lump that into downtown, but it's close, okay? It's definitely bikeable to everything. Is it walkable? Not on a whim. You need to prepare to walk from some parts of from the kind of further out parts of the North Main neighborhood into downtown Greenville proper, in my personal opinion. And so some people they move here, they don't fully understand that dynamic, and they decide, you know what, this isn't what I was expecting. It's a little bit overlap with the too urban or too rural discussion, but these people aren't saying that it's too rural. They just don't want to be in the suburbs. They want to be able to have a house that's in the suburbs, but is in downtown Greenville, and that just doesn't exist, right? That's not the way downtown is structured. Downtown, if you want to live downtown, the city of Greenville wants you to live in a condo because that is how they've made downtown. That's how they've made housing downtown. It's worked up to this point. And they've converted all of those houses. If you're looking on a map and you're like, well, there's tons of houses everywhere. They've converted almost all of those into commercial real estate. A lot of attorney offices, a lot of other small little businesses. And that's just the reality of the situation. So if you want a house, you're going to live in a suburbs most likely. If you want to be in downtown Greenville, you're going to be living in a condo most likely. There's not a lot of opportunity to have your cake and eat it with both of those things. Number 8, the cost of a large custom home is very expensive in Greenville compared to other areas, especially if you want a good lot or land, okay? And here's where this comes into play. Again, it's similar. I run into this with people that move here in order to move here from out of state, and they think, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live in a rental for a little bit, or I'm going to buy a house as like a stopgap. Live there for a couple years, buy some land, build on the land, and then have my custom home that I'll live for the rest of my life. They don't realize when they get into that process that it's actually very, very expensive in Greenville right now to build a custom home. And by a custom home, I mean not by one of these production builders, you know, that you see, you know, their signs all over the place that they're building these big neighborhoods. I'm talking about a truly custom home where you're able to design the floor plan, the layout, design everything, which is what most people want to do, right? When they're building their own home, they don't want to just select from, you know, 5 potential floor plans that a builder might offer. What's the point of going custom if it's not truly custom, if it's only semi-custom? And they don't realize that oftentimes these builders that are truly custom, even if they're not a luxury builder, it's oftentimes still going to be, you know, between $250 and $350 a square foot. Do the math. You're talking about 3,000 square foot house. You're talking about maybe $1 million. And that's not even counting how much you're paying for the lot. And that's a whole nother thing, right? Because most people, when they build custom homes, they want to be either have some acreage, or they want it to be a really, really prime location. Well, that's going to cost some money too. That'll probably be, you know, between $100,000 to $300,000. And so this is something that I frequently run into. Now, people will say, well, what about like resale custom homes, right? Because we do have those. It's not like every custom home has just been built in the past 2 years. There are plenty of homes that were custom homes that were built years and years ago. And those can be cheaper, except that most of them that were built like 30-ish years ago, and they're just extremely dated at this point. Got the, you know, that old red and gold wallpaper, got, you know, the granite colors that nobody likes anymore, backsplashes that nobody likes anymore, carpet that's worn out and nasty, all sorts of different things like that. And so people come here and they're just like, there is not a great market for custom or luxury homes. That's what some people conclude. And then they decide, you know what? I can get, you know, I can get a $5,000 unbelievable home on multiple acres of land in the wilderness in Colorado that's within like 45-minute drive to Denver. Why won't I do that? Rather than getting something, if we had something like that in Greenville, it would be, I've seen some of these, like some of these homes that athletes bought for like $2 million in some unbelievable areas, in Colorado, in, in a variety of different states where it's not that far from a city. But it's in a really cool area, and they, you know, have incredible pools and basketball courts and whatnot. They bought it for like $2 million. The same house I look at, I'm like, that house in Greenville would be a $10 million house. Okay. The luxury housing market in Greenville is expensive. And the custom home market here in Greenville is quite frankly, pretty expensive. People need to come to grips with that. You need to make sure that you actually know what your budget is prior to coming here, and make sure that your budget's realistic. Number nine, politics. Now, this isn't a situation where some of the other ones where it was like, well, it's either too hot or too cold, or too urban or too rural. No, no, no. Greenville is not too progressive for some and too conservative for others. There is not a lot of progressiveness in terms of political progressiveness in Greenville. Now, Greenville City is a more Democratic-leaning city, right? Our city council has several Democrats on it. I think it might be a majority Democrat. Even though, you know, city politics isn't super duper, like the political affiliation doesn't tend to make a huge difference per se. Makes a little difference, but it makes more of a difference on the state level. But for the most part, state and county level is quite conservative. And if you are not comfortable with that, again, no judgment. If you don't like those politics, you're going to be uncomfortable. And I know several people that have come here and have decided, you know what, the politics of Greenville and the politics of South Carolina, it just does not work for me for whatever reason. Maybe it's just too in your face on, you know, with the Trump flags, which again, if you're in downtown Greenville, you're not going to see that very much. If you're in certain parts of Greenville County, you might see it a lot more. It just depends. It's not, I don't want to paint broad strokes. You're going to see political flags everywhere. That's not true. In fact, as I'm driving around right now when we don't have elections, I'm not seeing very many at all. But for people that are really sensitive to that, they might feel like, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a new car that you've never, a car that you've never had before, you see that car everywhere. And it's the same thing. If you're like triggered by a certain political thing, you're going to see it everywhere. And I know people that have been that way and felt that way and have ultimately decided to move because of that. And so if you are very, very progressive politically, you might want to consider that. That might not work. Now, for a lot of people that are moving here, that's like a big positive. Most people that move to Greenville, they already know why. You know, they already know what the political situation is in the Southeast, right? It's not a secret. Nobody, you know, is afraid that we're letting the cat out of the bag. That cat was let out of the bag years and years ago. But the fact that some people still decide to, the reality is that some people still decide to come here anyway, and then later realize, you know what, I feel more comfortable in a city that's like super duper progressive, and more power to you. Number 10. And this is going to be the final one. Why people are leaving Greenville in 2025 is that Greenville can lack certain large city amenities. Now, one of the things that we talk about with Greenville often is that Greenville is a small town feel with big town amenities. But that being said, there still are some city amenities that are missing, right? Professional sports teams, right? The big ones. We do have some professional sports teams. We do have, you know, for instance, single A baseball. We've got the Greenville Drive. We do have minor league hockey here. We do have professional soccer. There are professional sports teams, but we don't have an NFL team. We don't have an NHL team. We don't have an NBA team. We don't have a baseball team. I'm not a baseball guy. We don't have any of those in the major leagues or the national Football League, National Hockey League, National NBA Basketball Association. We don't have any of those things, right? You've got to, you know, drive usually an hour and a half to 2.5 hours to Charlotte or Atlanta. Or in the case of hockey, you've got to drive even further, either to like Raleigh or Nashville, until they put a team in Atlanta. So you've got to go somewhere to get to a professional sports team. Now, we do have great college sports. Of course, Clemson lost, as I'm recording this, they lost over the weekend to nobody's surprise, since they've underwhelmed now for a few years. But, you know, obviously the college sports scene is big, and it's like a professional sports scene. But if you're like me and you really like professional sports, it is a bummer that you have to do a day trip to go see a game. Major concerts, that's one of those other things that we hear people complain about, that there's not, you know, as many major concerts, there's not as many major comedians. It's getting better, I do feel like. I just went to see comedian Tom Segura. He's a pretty big time comedian. You can find his specials all over the place, on Netflix and other places. But we don't get as many, obviously, as a big city does, right? For the most part, if you want to see, you know, a big band, like if you want to see, you know, couples committing adultery at Coldplay concerts, odds are you're not going to see Coldplay here in Greenville, for the most part. But we have had some good stuff in Greenville. I know the Prince was here way back in the day. One Republic did a really cool end of summer concert with Need to Breathe. Need to Breathe is a an upstate of South Carolina based band that, if you haven't heard of them, they produce some good folk rock kind of stuff. And I mean, there's been a bunch of others. Smash Mouth was here a couple of years ago for July 4th, and so forth and so on. On the comedian scene, as you can tell, I like comedy. Aziz Ansari was in Spartanburg, actually, earlier this year. We went and saw him in Spartanburg. That was very interesting. He's actually from South Carolina, which I had forgotten. And so that created for some interesting jokes. So anyway, the other thing that I hear, like, large city wise from people sometimes is that, you know, our international airport that we have that straddles Greenville and Spartanburg, the Greenville Spartanburg Airport, very creative name. That airport really doesn't have a lot of cheap flights. Like, most of the flights are expensive. Now, again, this is getting better. They're starting to attract more of the budget rate airlines, which is the way I think that industry is kind of going in anyway. But there's still a long way to go. If you want to travel internationally, you're generally speaking not going to go Greenville direct. You're going to have to connect Charlotte or Atlanta, maybe Chicago, maybe Philly. You know, you're going to be connecting somewhere before you go on your way, and it's going to be more expensive than if you had just gone direct from Atlanta or Charlotte, more often than not. So that's just the reality of traveling out of Greenville. Like I said, they've made good improvements. I think really the future for Greenville is more of those budget airlines, and so I hope they continue to attract them. But that said, even though Greenville does have a lot of great amenities for the size that Greenville is, right? It's tremendous, tremendous amenities, but it's still not on par with a big city when it comes to a few of these categories. And for some people, they get in here and they're just like, you know what? This feels slow. It feels sleepy. The city shuts down at like 10 or 11 PM, which is true, by the way. And if you're looking for stuff where there's just more happening, where there's more stuff to do, where there's, you know, professional sports teams doing things, and where you can get out and fly to other countries on a whim, and there's a great option of flights and all of that, Greenville might not be the best place for you. So that's why people are leaving Greenville in 2025. I hope that was helpful for you guys. If you have any questions for me, there might be some follow-up questions from this one. Let me know. My contact information is in the show notes. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. If you're looking for a Greenville realtor, because you're leaving, or because you're coming, or because you're staying, I can help you out with that. My contact info, again, in the show notes. Please like, rate, review, subscribe to the show, and I will talk to you guys again next time.